This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel continues pounding targets in southern Gaza Strip and ordered more neighborhoods designated for attack to evacuate, even as the United States urged it to do more to protect civilians. Gaza's health ministry reports more than 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed Friday, following a week-long truce with the territory's ruling Hamas group. During a news briefing in Tel Aviv, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's senior advisor Mark Regev said Israel is making maximum effort to safeguard civilians in Gaza. He also said Israel is considering the possibility of a future security buffer zone that stops Palestinians in the Gaza Strip from having direct access to the border with Israel in an effort to prevent future attacks.
And that's why our efforts have been so extensive, from leafleting to phone calls, to broadcasts on radio and television. And today, as you know, we have further been urging civilians in areas where we know there will be heavy combat to leave those areas.
The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees said in a statement that a boat with 150 Rohingya on board landed in western Indonesia Saturday morning. The UNHCR reports that brings the total number of Rohingya fleeing from across the sea by boat to 3,722 so far this year.
I know that people die on these boats at sea. I know that any blocking of safe and dignified landing may increase that risk. And I worry. I recognize that there are reasons why communities push boats back or nations push boats back, but I think that we all need a bit more fellow feeling and common human sympathy with people trapped in a situation like this.
This is VOA News. Russian police have raided gay bars in Moscow after the country's Supreme Court labeled the LGBTQ plus movement as an extremist organization. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
48 hours after Russia's Supreme Court banned what it called the global LGBTQ plus movement as an extremist organization, Russian forces raided gay clubs and bars throughout the capital. According to local media, police searched venues that included a nightclub, a male sauna, and a bar that hosted LGBTQ plus parties under the pretext of a drug raid. Eyewitnesses told journalists that clubgoers' documents were checked and photographed by the security services. They also said that managers had been able to warn patrons before police arrived. I'm Karen Chamas.
A powerful earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.6 struck Saturday off the southern Philippine coast, prompting many villagers to flee their homes in panic around midnight after the Philippine authorities issued a tsunami warning. The quake struck at a depth of 32 kilometers, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. There were no immediate reports of major damage. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center initially said that based on the magnitude and location, it expected tsunami waves to hit the southern Philippines and parts of Indonesia, Palau, and Malaysia. But the center later dropped its tsunami warning. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry Saturday urged companies and communities to take action to mitigate the worst consequences of the climate crisis. In his address to the Business and Philanthropy Forum, a sideline event of the COP28 Leaders Summit in Dubai, Kerry said that the countries will take action to adopt low-carbon or no-carbon policies, and he's certain of it.
What I'm not certain of, and what I don't think anybody can be certain of, is that we are going to get there in time to do what the scientists told us in the 2018 report that we need to do, which is make the decisions now and implement them. This was 5 years ago. They said you have 12 years left within which to put in place the decisions that will avoid the worst consequences of the climate crisis.
The 28th annual UN Conference of the Parties, or COP28, in the oil-rich United Arab Emirates featured about 150 presidents, prime ministers, royals, and other leaders who are presenting their plans to cut heat-trapping emissions and mostly seek unity with other nations to avert climate catastrophe that seemed to draw closer than ever in 2023. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.